Every Tuesday, we get up to the minute for our health with Dr. Bruce Phillips from Jennings County Well Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You know, this morning I wanted to answer the age-old question, you know, why would I want to go to a chiropractor and why would I want to continue to go to a chiropractor? And you know, other than the common cold, neck pain, back pain, headaches, which are a lot of reasons that people initially find a chiropractor, are right there at the top of the list for the number one reasons that people seek medical attention. And I don't know about most of the listeners, but personally, I don't want to be cut on. And secondarily, I don't want to take medication that's just covering up symptoms. I often equate medications to putting a piece of tape over your check engine light in your car and not paying attention to it, and that's all you're doing. And we've even talked many times on this segment about the dangers of long-term use of Tylenol and aspirins. It's not good for your body to take those in excessive amounts, and it creates toxicities and damage to your body. And you know, another thing, most people, you know, with their house and their car, they practice preventative maintenance because they know it's much more expensive to repair their car than to maintain it. You can change the oil and prevent changing the engine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
and unfortunately, so many people do not practice that same level of concern for their body. They don't do anything until they start feeling a symptom. And just like pain, any symptom is never the problem. It's just the indication that you have a problem. And we've gotten in the habit in our healthcare system of just covering up symptoms and allowing the problems to continually get worse. And the prime example of that is, first you start off on one medication, and before you know it, you're on 10. And that's because you're never getting to the root cause of the health concern. And so the cool thing about chiropractic is that it keeps your nervous system in balance. And your nervous system is your control system. It controls and regulates everything in your body. I know, as probably a lay person, you think of your nervous system controlling movement, which it does, but it also controls respiration, your heartbeat, your digestion, anything that you can think of, your nervous system is involved. And so if you keep that nervous system optimally balanced and remove interference, then you're going to function at a higher level. I know we have some clients that come in, and they come in because they realize they need an adjustment when their bowels aren't working correctly, or their heart rhythm gets out of normal sync, or multitudes of different symptoms, not just pain and inflammation and tension in their muscles. And so that's why we recommend at our office that people just practice a preventative routine of getting a regular chiropractic check or adjustment. And we don't just adjust, we also check your nutritional needs, and we also check, which is at the foundation of every problem, we check imbalances in your stress response. We all have stress, and nobody can eliminate stress, but we can eliminate the negative side effects of stress with techniques that we do at our office. And that really is the foundation of chiropractic, is toxins, trauma, and thoughts causing interference patterns in the nervous system. And we address all three of those at a very deep level at our practice. And so for a simple visit, we can address all those needs and keep you out of harm's way, keep you off of medication for blood pressure or cholesterol or all the common things, and keep your body functioning at an optimal level. So a check is just $49, and you can come out and you can start care no matter what stage of health you're in at this point. And we'd love to see you at the office.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Dr. Bruce Phillips, Jennings County Well Care, bringing us up to the minute for our health.